exclusive interview for spinoff.com with Dr. William Doherty, European and UK patent attorney at Albright IP. Dear Dr. Doherty, thank you very much for dedicating your time to this interview. We would like to start with an overview of Albright IP. Could you please elaborate on the story of its creation and the team of professional attorney?
Sure. So Albright patents, as they were known when it was first founded in 2007, were created by Robert Gaines, an experienced patent attorney and former patent examiner at the UK Intellectual Property Office, which is the UK's patent and trademark office. And he was shortly joined by a second patent attorney, Adrian Hocking, and they became business partners after a year, so 2008. They were joined shortly afterwards by Katie Oliver and Julia House, who are our highly regarded trademark attorneys. And as a result, we now have a full service boutique intellectual property firm, and we are able to advise and guide in all aspects of intellectual property law. Albright IP was incorporated not long ago, and became a much larger company over the subsequent 10 years. The four directors themselves have maintained a consistent company direction throughout that period, and we are now a firm of middling size, I would say, in the UK, and we have a total of 8 IP professionals working here, as well as a number of trainees, and I count myself amongst the IP professionals here. We have a consistently expanding client base, and we deal with all aspects of IP law, ranging from patent work, registered designs, trademarks, and copyright advice as well. But primarily, our business relates to the filing and prosecution of those IP rights, as well as advising on infringement matters and other strategic aspects of intellectual property protection and also commercialization.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty. Okay, so we know that you provide plenty of services to large and small businesses related to intellectual property rights, including patents, designs, copyright, and trademark protection. Albright IP attorney professionally advise on all aspects of intellectual property protection and enforcement. And could you please describe your services in more details? Are there any territorial restrictions for the companies that would like to become Albright IP clients?
Yes, I guess that's an important question. I mean, we certainly deal with clients from all over the world, and that's completely natural given that IP protection is in its very nature territorial. Our core business is in the preparation and filing of IP registrations in the UK and Europe, but we do also have a wide network of associates with whom we regularly interact and used to protect clients' IP rights around the world. We have a particular emphasis on the US and Chinese markets, primarily because those are the major markets that our clients are interested in obtaining protection. The UK itself is an attractive jurisdiction for first filing of IP rights, and particularly for patent applications, since the official fees themselves are relatively low. And the patentability search that is returned from the UK Intellectual Property Office tends to come back within around 6 months of filing a patent application. This provides applicants with a lot of useful information about the feasibility of their IP rights in a cost-effective manner. And that's well in advance of the 12-month deadline for filing subsequent patent applications in other jurisdictions around the world. One of the biggest things that our clients want to consider on filing is how to manage cash flow properly. And that's one of the biggest difficulties for startups. We completely recognize that. Reducing costs initially whilst the business is developed is a very important thing to do. And we have several fixed price packages which can help new businesses build up their IP portfolios without causing real problems for cash flow, hopefully.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Doherty. And we would like to talk about design protection a little bit deeper. And we know that you work with product design consultancy Duku. Our investment information system contains hundreds of different innovative spin-off products and their prototypes. Why should inventors register their design? And what else should they know about IP protection in this regard? And could you share a few words on Duku as well?
Yes, that's not a problem at all. I mean, the thing to remember is that the different types of intellectual property perform different roles. Patents protect functional and technical inventions, which could be products or methods of manufacture, for example, whereas design registrations protect the appearance only of a product. A registered design itself, or a design patent in US parlance, it is an extremely useful tool for preventing direct copying of a product. The scope of protection conferred by a registered design is typically much more limited than that conferred by a patent. A registered design grants very quickly and cost-effectively and provides the proprietor, so the inventor, with a readily enforceable right that they could take action with. This is of particular importance if a product is being manufactured in a specific jurisdiction, as it can prevent your manufacturer from dealing unscrupulously with your competitors to undercut your market, and obviously that can be a significant limiter to starting a business. Design registrations can therefore be an extremely effective commercial tool. The fundamentals of design they're really important for understanding the scope of protection for any design registration. And we at Albright IP are unusual, as you say, in that we're linked with our sister company, Duku Design. We're able to provide a very synergistic approach to product development, which goes hand in hand with intellectual property protection. And that ensures that a product can be developed with one eye on potential downstream protection from an intellectual property perspective. And this has proven to be quite a useful USP for many of our customers who want to do the prototyping and protection simultaneously.
Thank you, Dr. Doherty, for such detailed explanation, and I hope that our audience will take advantage of Duku services as well. And we are slowly moving to the next question. As you know, the core of spinoff.com activity is a collaboration with the science-based startups called spinoffs and spinouts, more popular in UK nowadays, which are mainly focused on improving people's life and health and may benefit the humanity. Mostly we have spin-offs from healthcare and biomedical sectors. We know that Albright IP also works with such companies, and taking into consideration your strong scientific background in chemistry from University of Oxford, I made my homework a little bit. Could you share some examples of clients from your diverse portfolio in the life science field that Albright IP has already supported? Maybe some words on that as well.
Sure. I mean, like you say, yes, I've got a background in chemistry. Specifically, I dealt with a lot of laser physics of molecular dissociation as part of my doctorate. So yes, I'm very familiar with high-level scientific research. It's quite difficult to talk in detail about existing client work given the confidential nature of intellectual property. We obviously don't want to undermine any of our clients by giving too much away. However, one of our largest clients is a UK-based biomedical firm that specializes in prosthetic implants. And we have a vast range of experience in prosecuting patent applications across the globe for this particular client, as well as defending their existing rights and advising and pursuing known infringing parties. You know, once we are in a position to understand a client's needs, then we can take a good overview of the sort of protection and strategy that they might require as part of their IP portfolio. We also have acted as trusted advisors in respect of commercial aspects of IP, such as licensing agreements, and have supported other members of this client's legal division during periods of complex negotiation.
Thank you, Dr. Doherty. For spin-off companies, their intellectual property is a key to success, and the inventors pay particular attention to this. Could we go deeper in details and give some tips to spin-off founders concerning IP protection of their innovation? Would you be so kind and share with our professional audience the main steps of this process and maybe some peculiarities of the UK and EU regions?
Yes, I mean, this is an excellent point and goes really to the heart of the sort of considerations that all inventors should be making when looking to protect their work, their creations. The most critical thing to remember is that if you are looking to apply for a patent for any idea, you need to make sure that the idea is kept secret until your first patent application is filed. Obviously, this is a little bit of a problem if you need to try and secure funding for a particular idea, because investors obviously want to know what they're investing in. The best thing to do is always to try and file a patent application in advance of undertaking any discussions. That way you have your filing date, you have your date of priority from which you can extend your patent portfolio without worrying about someone else jumping in and stealing the patent rights themselves. However, where this isn't possible, a non-disclosure agreement should always be considered, ensuring that you have some sort of contractual recourse against someone who might abusively disclose your idea to third parties. This is an important point to be aware of, particularly for inventors who may be familiar with the US approach to patenting, as there is no grace period of disclosure made by an inventor in most jurisdictions around the world. In the UK and Europe, if you as the inventor disclose your idea publicly, there is no going back. Your patent application simply will not be valid in view of your own disclosure. Another peculiarity of the US system is the provisional patent application process, wherein the general information about an invention is submitted to the US Patent and Trademark Office in order to secure a date of filing for your patent application. Then the patent application is typically enhanced within 12 months or so, being converted into a full US patent application. Now that's all good and well in the US, but it's a risky tactic if overseas protection is to be considered. In order to ensure that your date of priority, i.e. the first date on which you have submitted relevant information about your idea, to make sure that that is valid across the full scope of your claimed invention, all relevant information on which you wish to rely must be detailed in that first filed patent application. If you cut corners by filing an inadequate patent application, this can lead to significant problems later on, particularly in Europe, where the requirements for disclosure are extremely strict.
Thank you, Dr. Doherty. Thank you very much for such a detailed explanation. And just for information respecting the confidentiality of spin-off founders, some of the spin-offs in our investment information system are available for review only upon non-disclosure agreement. Thank you.
Very sensible.
Great, yes, of course, and we totally understand this importance. For both of us, as well as for thousands of successful spin-offs, it's not a secret that a new technological breakthrough may become obsolete very fast, especially as the patent validity period becomes shorter. How is it possible to avoid this and to protect the invention for years and years?
Ultimately, intellectual property is a commercial tool. Its primary function is to provide the proprietor with a functioning monopoly. In other words, the IP itself is there to give you market space. There are many strategies that one can take, therefore, in the use of IP. Some technological areas innovate very slowly, and therefore a patent application may well be useful over the full lifespan, the full term of the patent. And that can be extremely valuable for the proprietor. And it leads to potential licensing agreements over a very long period. For more disruptive technologies, the IP itself is no less valuable, but the strategic focus may be slightly different. For example, it may be better to file a patent application quickly in order to obtain patent pending status, so that the inventor has a foothold in the market to ward their competitors away from the area in which they plan to operate. This is no less useful since it provides startups with a breathing space in which their company can flourish. This sort of strategy is particularly important in industries where technological change is rapid, but also where the boundaries of what is or is not patentable may be blurred somewhat.
Thank you, Dr. Doherty, and it's very useful information for our scientific audience. It is not a secret that by no means the spin-off founders have enough experience in starting the company and might feel vogue, and especially at the very beginning. And we know that IP protection is on top of all, especially for science-intensive companies. Which advice or maybe warnings you might give to scientists in the sphere of their activity and from your vast experience, and what mistakes may they avoid cooperating with Allbright IP?
So IP is a really complex area of law, and it's very difficult to penetrate for many inventors, not least because there are different legal systems in each of the various territories around the world. Patent attorneys in particular go through a rigorous training procedure. Like I say, I'm a chemist by training, and you must have a scientific background in order to start the training. And then the legal qualifications themselves generally take around about 5 years to complete for a European patent attorney. So we are therefore able to act as experienced guides for inventors through what is a very complicated area of the law. It's very tempting to try and go it alone and file your own IP rights. And that's fine, provided that you are actually aware of the potential risks in doing so. Since IP rights are relatively long-lived, any mistakes made very early on in the process can have serious and unforeseen effects many years downstream. It's usually possible for a patent attorney to predict the likely issues that you might encounter before they arise, particularly with regards to procedural matters, and we can also take an objective overview as to how best to protect an idea. Too many self-filed patent applications never grant, or grant in a state which is effectively unusable, because the information that was submitted on filing was insufficient to enable the invention. We, as patent attorneys, can help inventors avoid these pitfalls.
Thank you, Dr. Doherty, for your professional assistance. And we are slowly moving to the last question. And let's talk about money. Money is a critical issue for the rising companies, and spin-off founders take into consideration all the expenses. One of the expected questions from them, your services cost and whether they might receive a discount from your company, and under which terms, if so?
Sure. I mean, you know, money is the central concern for any small business or even large businesses. And at Allbright IP, we understand that those costs are a primary concern. We offer fixed package deals to prepare and file IP rights, and always aim to provide quotations for work upfront so that inventors or applicants can accurately budget as to what the expenses might be downstream. We're based outside of the big cities in the UK. We're actually based in Cheltenham in the Cotswolds, and are therefore typically able to offer much more competitive rates than larger IP firms. We're always happy to review materials and provide quotes before incurring costs, but as you'll appreciate, it is difficult to predict costs without reviewing the relevant materials. With regards to discounts, we would generally advise inventors against looking for discounted rates. What often happens when discounts are applied is that less time is spent on your behalf, resulting in inferior advice or IP rights being provided or obtained. We certainly feel that fixed price advance quoting is the best way to ensure that quality protection is achieved without necessarily being restrictive from a financial point of view for a startup.
Thank you, Dr. Doherty, and we would like to express gratitude for the time you have dedicated to this interview, and spinoff.com team and management is happy to have such professional and experienced partners among the syndicate members Also, we are thankful for provided materials and for podcasts that is available for listening. And we are pleased to introduce Allbright IP to their spin-off founders worldwide, so they may benefit to protect their disruptive technologies. Looking forward to collaborating for the benefit of science spin-off development. Thank you.
Yes, as am I.